So I'm there, and I just can't get out of my head, you know? I'm so caught up in whether I look good or that I don't sound weird when I finish that I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slicing up one of the bell peppers we got at the farmer's market today for dinner, the one in the village nearby. I promised to take you for months now.
That happens. Sometimes we're just not in the right headspace, you know? Plus, you were absolutely exhausted with that corporate job, and being tired can affect how things go in the bedroom, so...
Yeah, but it was a nice date, but it just wasn't right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
I don't know. Can we change the subject? I'm not really feeling all this dating talk right now.
Since when? I've known you for, what, 10 years now? And you're an open book.
I don't know. I guess I'm just not feeling very open right now.
I could help with that.
I mean it. I just am not feeling like talking about past lovers right now.
Okay.
I look back at you over my shoulder, and your brows knit together in confusion. You're on the couch, watching me in the kitchenette. The lakeside cottage I inherited is cozy, but it feels even more so with you here, especially during these 3 weeks for our annual getaway from the city. You bring warmth to the place that no amount of my cottagecore interior decorating skills could. It's not just my little slice of paradise away from the outside world. It's ours. That's just it. Ours.
Hey, what's wrong?
I can't blame you for asking. You've always been able to tell when I'm not myself, no matter how well I try to mask it. I haven't been the same since 2 days ago, when we were paddleboarding on the lake, swimming under the sunshine, and you helped me back onto the board, after splashing me, of course. This realization hit me. I think deep down I always knew. But that moment, the way your eyes sparkled and my heart swelled with warmth, and when you smiled at me, I knew for sure. I am in love with you. Our friends and families have said for years that we act like a couple and should hurry up and get together. We've always said we're just friends and nothing more. Now, I know that's not the case. Not for me, anyway. And I don't know what to do about it. You push the fluffy comforter off your legs, get up off the couch, and make your way over. Fuck. I know you won't let it go until I tell you, and I'm a terrible liar.
Hey, talk to me.
I don't move from the counter, my back still to you as I stop mid-chop. I carefully rest the knife on the cutting board, and my breath hitches as you wrap your arms around me from behind. This is really not helping. It's fine. It's nothing.
You're a god-awful liar. Tell me, what's up?
What can I say? What if you don't feel the same, and what we have now is completely ruined? Do I risk that? My nerves are on edge, and you can instantly tell how stiff I am. You run your thumbs over my hips, and my pulse quickens at the intimate touch. It's really not helping. I turn around and face you, our bodies close together in this new position. Your eyes search my face, trying to find a hint of what's wrong before I even open my mouth. Fuck. It wasn't meant to go like this, and you definitely won't let it slide now. Sure, we flirt, but it's just banter, right? This isn't anything more. It can't be, but I can't lie to you. Well, here goes. My relationship with my best friend is about to go down the drain in 3, 2... I don't know how to say this.
Is this about the other day? On the paddleboard?
The paddleboard?
Yeah. That moment between us?
My eyes widen. Was I that obvious?
How did you...
A long moment passes between us. I can't even string a sentence together.
You thought I couldn't tell? That I didn't feel it, too?
It's unspoken, but the way you're looking at me says everything. I don't know what to say. I wasn't expecting this. You've been with, well, a lot more people than me. You've always been the free-spirited one, the one with a few no-strings-attached lovers on speed dial. Relationships have never seemed to suit you. Well, that's how it seemed, until you stopped dating entirely last year. And you know I'm the complete opposite. I need my routine. I like following the book. You poke fun and call it boring. I call it stability. So, how could you feel? Unless... No. No. No, please don't. Don't let this be one of your jokes. Don't fuck with my feelings like this. Don't give me hope. Don't joke.
I'm not.
You take my face in your hands and look deep into my eyes.
I'd been waiting years for you to look at me like that. The same way I look at you. All this time, and you didn't notice?
Every nerve, every sensation is more heightened as I stare at you. Speechless. Are you saying what I think you're saying? When?
Since Budapest.
Budapest? That was 5 years ago. Why didn't you say anything?
Didn't want to ruin what we have.
I can't believe this is happening. You feel... After all this time, everyone we know was right. That the only two people who couldn't see we were mad for each other was us.
Oh my God.
A wave of relief crashes through me as we wrap our arms around each other. You feel the same? Oh my God, you feel the same. We stay like this for a while, your soft body pressed up against mine. Your sleek hair tickles my shoulder and the mood shifts. My hands begin to wander, one skimming down your hip, the other up your back. Your hands settle around my ribs, just below my breasts. When you nuzzle my neck, my cheeks flare with heat. You've always been openly affectionate, the hugger of us both. But this time, it's different. The air is thicker and sparks dance between us. The tip of your nose tickles against my neck.
This is new.
Offhandedly, I wonder if you mean my new perfume or holding me like this. Either way, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I thought I'd try something different.
Yeah?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.